The First Letter of John, Chapter 4. Do not trust every inspiration. My beloved, do not trust every inspiration. Test the spirits to see whether they come from God, because many false prophets are now in the world. How will you recognize the Spirit of God? Any spirit recognizing Jesus as the Christ who has taken our flesh, he is of God. But any spirit that does not recognize Jesus is not from God. It is the spirit of the Antichrist. You have heard of his coming, and even now he is in the world. You, my dear children, are of God, and you have already overcome these people, because the one who is in you is more powerful than he who is in the world. They are of the world, and the world inspires them, and those of the world listen to them. We are of God, and those who know God listen to us. But those who are not of God ignore us. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error as well. God love is the source of love. My dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Those who do not love have not known God, for God is love. How did the love of God appear among us? God sent his only Son into this world that we might have life through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he first loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, if such has been the love of God, we too must love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love comes to its perfection in us. How may we know that we live in God and he in us? Because God has given us his Spirit. We ourselves have seen and declare that the Father sent his Son to save the world. Those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in them and they in God. We have known the love of God and have believed in it. God is love. The one who lives in love lives in God and God in him. When do we know that we have reached a perfect love? When in this world we are like him in everything, and expect with confidence the day of judgment. There is no fear in love. Perfect love drives away fear, for fear has to do with punishment. Those who fear do not know perfect love. So let us love one another, since he loved us first. If you say, "I love God," while you hate your brother or sister, you are a liar. How can you love God, whom you do not see, if you do not love your brother, whom you see? We received from him this commandment: let those who love God also love their brothers.